Brian, your job is to keep the door open.
First, what he's learned from his many roles.
Oh, man.
Questions I'd like to ask, I can only ask after the movie comes out. When you read the script, you get to that page, I'll just...
Can I get you to say your name to the mic so we know?
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
So often I'm talking to people who are involved with a sequel or a film that is continuing a story. There are questions about how do you approach the role again, or how do you find something fresh. But here you've got somebody else who established the character in one way in people's minds, and so I don't know what kind of whether you see that as a disadvantage or you see that as being able to build on that homework. I mean, how do you put the work that was done in Batman Begins out of your mind, or do you study it to see where to go from there?
Let me say I'm a fan of Katie Holmes, and I think she's a lovely actress, and that she did a great job in the previous Batman. But I also just don't think it would serve anyone for me to try to imitate her or even, sort of copy or, the only thing to do really was to think of Rachel Dawes as a new woman in this movie. And so that's what I did. And at the same time, there are certain plot points and narrative things that she set up in the previous movie that are very important to this movie. And most importantly, she says at the end of the last movie that she loves Bruce Wayne and that she understands why he has to be Batman, but that she can't be with him if he's Batman. And so then that resonates throughout, this movie that we did. And of course, Katie set that up. But yeah, I've got to be free, and I've got to sort of be able to go in any direction that makes sense to me, and so I had to think of her as a new person.
Can you talk a little bit about, I was going to say fun, but when I asked Gary about it, he said, I was going to ask how much fun was it to work with Christian, and Gary said actually Christian was actually kind of even darker than Heath and really stay by himself. Was that your experience as well? And what was the experience of working with Christian Bale?
I found Christian to be very still and intense. I would shoot these scenes with him, and I often, a good director will not block a scene before you get there. He'll sort of let the actors work their way through a scene, figure out what makes the most sense to us, and then set the camera up. And so with us, we would always find ourselves still and kind of just staring into each other's eyes and kind of ESPing each other, and that was acting. And it was amazing and very, very different than Aaron Eckhart, who, plays my other lover, who was, I think, much more like me, sort of loose and kind of throw anything at you. He'll take anything you have to give. And he and I, it's true. I mean, I think Christian spent a lot of time by himself. Aaron and I would spend lots of time hanging out, talking, playing, joking when we would work together. Not so with Christian. Although I adored Christian, I didn't spend as much kind of social time with him.
Chris also said that there were some scenes that he felt the only rehearsal he needed was blocking, but he wanted to do it in front of the camera. And I think that's an interesting leap to take in a film of this scale. I mean, we're not surprised to hear that in a small character-driven independent film. How did you feel about that? Is it surprising to you to have that freedom?
I don't know why it is. It's not true of everybody, but most good film actors don't like to rehearse. That's what I've found. I don't know, maybe that's not true, but a lot of the people who I like to act with don't like to rehearse. I guess I feel like, if you're supposed to have known someone forever, it's great to get to spend some time with them. If there's a problem with the script, it's important to rehearse. Figure it out before you get on set. Otherwise, you're going to be in trouble. Otherwise, there is something great about finding yourself in the situation you're in and working your way through it on film. So I like that.
I'm trying to think if you had any stunts to do. Were you near any explosions at all?
Well, when I was dropped from the building, I just did it. Yeah, no, I didn't have to do any stunts.
No real stunts.
Yes, I had one. I had that one, you know, where I get thrown out of the window.
He slides back.
Yeah, and then we fall 300 stories. So yeah, I had to do that. It was the first time I've ever done a stunt, and it was great. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
So will you be doing more now that you did like stunts? I do stunts. Yeah.
We'll see. You know, if Chris Nolan's directing the movie, I will. You know.
Were you a mother yet when you filmed this, or was it before?
I was. Yeah, my daughter was 7 months old when I started, and 14 months old when I finished.
When you were filming, did you?
So that was your first stunt.
Did you find yourself, I mean, having the baby on, did you find yourself wanting, you were running back to the, just to be with her, or?
I had a big portion of my mind with her always. But this was a kind of a great job for a new mother because, you know, I worked a couple days, had a week off, worked half a day, had 2 weeks off. You know, I had a lot of time to be with her. And, you know, look, I found it very difficult to decide to do anything since she's been born as an actress. I was not looking to work when this movie came along. She was 3 months old when I met Chris. And I did everything I could to say no. You know, I said, well, I only want to do it if she can be really awesome and really smart and feisty and have a great mind. And he would say, great, that sounds good. And I said, okay, well, then I only want to do it if, you know, I mean, and all my ideas about her, he was like so open to. He was so great. I mean, I thought about the cast. I thought, okay, I have to do this. And the same thing was true with the only other thing I've shot since she's been born, which is the Sam Mendes thing. I just thought, how can I not work with Sam? You know, I have to do that movie too. But mostly I keep thinking, oh, okay, I'll read these scripts. I'm going to try and find something to do, and then I don't want to do it.
Did that surprise you?
Yeah, it did, actually. It did. Because you sort of hear people say that. You see women who don't go back to work at all. I have felt in the past few months incredibly inspired, like I really want to work. I feel really like I have something new to say, having spent this time with my daughter. I'm just looking for the right thing to say it in, I guess.
How old is she now?
She's a little over a year and a half.
And what's her name?
Her name's Ramona.
Terrible twos, here you come. I'm being inspired. What's it like actually shooting in Chicago? You've done that before. Is there a certain energy you get creatively shooting in that area?
In Chicago? I'm trying to think. You know, I shot Stranger Than Fiction there also. It's funny because the movies are so different and the characters are so different. I'm trying to think if there's something in common about the city, you know. Because, yeah, I do think, I love the food in Chicago. I guess that doesn't have really very much to do with my work. But I like it there. I like it there a lot. I'd barely been there before this, but I think it's a great place to shoot.
You have a training from working in London at the Academy of something?
At RADA,
right,
yeah.
What was the experience like, and do you believe formal training has helped you as an actor?
Well, I wish I could say I went to RADA. I did like a summer program there for a few months when I was in college. I did find it helpful. I can't speak to whether or not formal training, you know, 3 years of really studying will ultimately help you. I mean, you look at Frances McDormand and Meryl Streep and Billy Crudup. I mean, it looks like it's turned out some really good actors. I am so glad I went to college. I mean, I thank God for that, because basically what I got out of going to college was you know, learning that my ideas were worth something, that I could articulate what it was I wanted to say, that I could listen, that I could change my ideas, that I could convince someone of something I thought was important. And all of those skills are incredibly important if you're an actress, I think.
Maybe it's a fault of mine for trying to read political things into when they're not there, but I've been joking that, or half joking, that you could subtitle the stuff "The Trouble with Heroes," and the fact that, first of all, you know, we don't have any real heroes left, but also, what do they sacrifice? And Rachel is the one who points out to Bruce Wayne that you're going against your own principles, and if you keep going down this road, you know, terrible things are going to happen. What do you think it says? Do you think it reflects something in our viewpoint that even between in the 3 years since Batman Begins, when vigilante was sort of celebrated, this idea of going it alone and ignoring your principles for the sake of the ends, do you think that reflects something that's in kind of the political mood, the environment today?
I think that there's not any, well, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody in the world right now who didn't feel that we were in a troubled time. You know, and it's like that. It ebbs and flows, and things get bad, and things get better. But I think everyone would agree, you know, it's a violent, troubled time right now. And so I think in times like that, what the only thing that works to change things is a powerful, honorable leader, I think. And that is what this movie is about. It's about two different kinds of powerful, honorable leaders. And it sort of explores the way that I think that, you know, one way, let's say the following the system, changing the system by using the system could work, which is sort of what Harvey Dent is doing, versus kind of a more radical thing, which Batman is doing, which is I think he thinks it's just such a mess, just so corrupt in Gotham that he's got to smash things open. He's got to do things a different way in order to change things, you know. But it's about changing things. It's about trying to make things better in a world that is corrupt. And I mean, that's what I think the most honorable thing to do is. I wish I were willing to sacrifice more than I am to do that in my own life, but, you know, I'm doing the best I can, I guess.
Can I get you to comment in some way on the... I'm sorry. Can I get you to comment in some way on the impending strike?
Well, look, my mom's a screenwriter, and I watched her go through the writer's strike, and my mom is very pro-union and worked very hard and picketed, and... was really rough on her. I mean, I felt it was rough on everybody. I don't live in LA, but I also heard that, you know, in Los Angeles, everybody could feel it, you know. And I really hope that we can figure it out without having to strike. I really want to work. I think everybody does.
I remember when we talked to you for Sherry Baby and Put Your Feet Up, and you were
pregnant.
Very pregnant at that point. And we talked about the prospect of playing a mother before and after, and that an actor shouldn't necessarily be limited. But you were talking about the Sam Mendes film, and that's about somebody who's looking for the right place to bring up a child before the child has been born.
Mm, but that's not who I play.
Oh, really? Is it? Oh,
no.
Okay.
No, I play this woman who's a mother, who is like kind of hippie mom, super into attachment parenting, still nursing her four-year-old. Everybody is in like a family bed and all sleep together every night. I mean, that's it. It's really funny. Yeah, I don't play her.
Okay.
But Maya, who does, is a mom. So, you know, I don't know.
But now having the experience of playing a mother after actually being a mother yourself, do you see it differently? Because it in one way, it's sort of almost an affront to an actor to say you have to have this real life experience in order to be able to portray it. But as you told us,
When I shot that movie, my very first day I got to work and I was like, oh, I'm working. This is for me. I'm ready to express myself. And I get to work and I'm working with a five-year-old and two 11-month-old twins who screamed through the entire day. And if I had not been a mom and known how to calm a baby and known how to talk to a baby and known how to hold a baby, the whole day would have been wasted. So I thought, thank God I'm a mother, but like I don't feel like I've gone to work and sort of, you know, expressed myself and I'm ready to go home to my baby. I felt like I was mothering all day.
A movie like Dark Knight, there's a lot of people that want to find out all about it before it comes out. Were you able to keep secrets, and was it different for you, you know, at all?
Yeah, I kept secrets. I mean, it's so funny because I think that the people who are really super into Batman, it's funny, I think they kind of want, they think they want to know, but they don't want to know, you know? They want to go and watch the movie like the way everybody else does. So it's not hard to keep those secrets, you know? I think what they really want is just a little tiny little something, you know, to tide them over. Ultimately, they don't.
What did you keep from the movie?
What did I keep from it? Oh, I don't know if I kept anything.
Not that big dress?
No, I didn't. I didn't get any of my clothes. But, you know, I had a 7-month-old when I wore that blue dress, so I don't know if it would fit me anymore.
The dress was so
beautiful, right?
Oh my God,
yeah,
gorgeous.
I know.
Thank you.
Thank you.